Take your Bibles this morning. Please turn with me to Ephesians chapter 6. Ephesians chapter 6. During our family hour, we have been doing the Beatitudes, and we're in verse number 5. And we looked at this idea of not being meek and not being agitated, and all those there. And we talked about being envious of evil workers and how, what are the workers of iniquity? And we talked about that. And that leads us a little bit into our message this morning. I want us to look at the thought of the fight of our lives. The fight of our lives. As you and I would look around this morning, and we would look in our world, we will see much wickedness happening and taking place. We would see that it seems that this world and those behind this world and the things of this world seem to be winning and seem to have an advantage. It seems many times in this world that we are living in, wickedness is running rampant. And much is happening and taking place. But I want us this morning to really consider this thought of not focusing just on the physical issues in this world. But we need to take a deeper look within and look at the spiritual warfare that is taking place. Many of us who claim to be a child of the King of Kings, we're going to talk about salvation when we get to one of the pieces of armor that needs to be put on. But many of us who claim to be a child of the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, we claim to be His, we go into battle not prepared. We're so-called physically prepared. We know who to stay away from in the physical realm. We know what to do physically speaking. But spiritually speaking, we're being attacked and we're being defeated day after day. There's a story of a man that was in World War II. And this is his story, why he was serving the Marines in the South Pacific. Shortly after we hit the beach, our armored tank took 2 artillery shells broadside. We immediately evacuated our disabled vehicle and darted from hole to hole toward the enemy airstrip, which we were to take. The sergeant began to check on us to make sure that we're okay. He crawled over to me and asked, "You're all right, Elmas?" I answered, "Yes, Sarge, I'm okay." He looked at me and asked, "Where's your helmet?" I felt the top of my head and answered, "Must be in the tank, Sarge." "Where's your duty belt?" "Our duty belt carries ammunition for our rifles, a canteen of water." "Must be in the tank too, Sarge." "As a matter of fact, where's your rifle?" He looked at me with disgust and pity. Because of our hasty departure from the tank, I was dressed about the same way that I'd be dressed for a game of volleyball. And there I was, hopping from hole to hole, from tree to tree. And I believe this morning, many of us, like this individual from World War II, they were attacked and they fled, but they didn't take what they needed to be able to defeat the enemy in the battle they're facing. This morning, many of us have been attacked, spiritually speaking. We've been attacked basically from the day that we received the Lord as our Savior. And some of us just run and we're not prepared for the battle. Oh, I know this is a kid's story. This is a kid's thing that we talk about, and we even put pictures of the armor of God, and we put pictures above this, and we can act it out, and we can tell this, but I want us to see this morning, many believers are being defeated because they're not ready for the spiritual warfare that we're in. I want to tell you this morning, greater than the physical issues we're facing in this world today, and greater than the physical things that are happening today, there's a spiritual warfare going on. It's not just the physical that's taking place today. It's far greater than this. We're in a spiritual warfare this morning. We as believers are not prepared for what is happening. And we are being defeated. I'm glad, though, we know the rest of the story. Even though you and I will be defeated on this earth, there's one who will never be defeated. That is our God, the Lord Jesus Christ, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. One day, every knee will bow, every tongue will confess, and Jesus will have the ultimate victory. But as long as we're on this earth, we're in a spiritual warfare. We're in a spiritual battle. And let me encourage us this morning. God wants you to live victorious. Jesus did not just die so you can sit, soak, and sour. He died so you could have abundant life. He died so you could have a home in heaven, your sins forgiven, yes, but he died so you could live for him and please him and serve him and have a victorious life as a believer. We do not have to be defeated this morning. We do not have to walk around like we ate a bag of lemons. We can have joy in our hearts and our lives, and we can have victory over that spiritual warfare that we're facing. Be able to please stand with me. Ephesians chapter 6, starting in verse number 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that he may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rules of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplications of the Spirit, and watch thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Heavenly Father, we ask as we look at this portion of Scripture this morning, Lord, that you would illuminate it for us. Lord, that you would show us what we need to glean, what we need to get out of this morning, and how it needs to impact our lives. And Lord, help us to have a victorious life in you. We pray in Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. We're in the fight of our lives, spiritually speaking. Who's our enemy? Oh, preacher, we know who our enemy is. We know who our enemy is. Preacher, this is an obvious point there. But I believe, let's look at this. And I want you to see this as we look at our enemy and who our enemy is. Look at verse 11. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. The devil is our enemy. Well, preacher, we know he's a roaring lion seeking who he may devour. Preacher, we already know who the devil is. We know that he's our enemy. But I want us to understand something, who our enemy is. Our enemy is the devil. You say, preacher, why do you keep saying that? Because I believe as believers, We forget who our enemy is. We know with our mouth who our enemy is. We can tell everyone, the devil's my enemy. The devil's not for me. The devil's against me. But you see something, there's the word wiles there. The wiles of the devil. That word wiles means method or trickery. It's the method or trickery of the devil. I want us to understand something. We've gotten so used to saying the devil's out there. The devil's going to attack us. The devil's going to come against us. Yes, he's not for us. He's against us. That we got to a place of complacency with who the devil is. The devil is not just what we see in the comic books and on different times of the year. People paint a picture and their own picture of someone with horns and the tail and all that. That's not who the devil is. I want you to understand this morning who the devil is and what the devil's purpose is. And again, we need to get past what we say, well, we already know this. If we knew this, we would be better prepared in our spiritual battle. Because I want you to see something this morning. The devil is our enemy. And we understand the devil's not everywhere. But the devil has his demons. And I'm telling you, everywhere we go, there's an attack happening in your life, in my life, spiritually speaking. We are living in a day. It doesn't matter. We have to understand how this world is set up. It's set up as trickery, and it's set up as a way to get us and get a hold of us. The devil is not dumb. The devil is powerful. Not as powerful as my God. I understand that. But the devil is powerful. And the devil uses his methods, his ways to get into the hearts and lives of God's children and tries to destroy them. Again, he cannot take away their salvation, but he's trying to get in. He's trying to get them to a point where they're living a defeated life. Many people laugh at the devil. I'm talking not the unsaved. I'm talking about believers. Laugh at the devil. They think what the devil is doing with certain things today is just a joke. We don't understand who the devil is. Let me tell you, I understand that music people enjoy. But let me tell you, you need to be very careful this morning. Because one of the methods, one of the trickeries that the devil uses to defeat a Christian spiritually is through music. He uses it to try to get in. That's why the Bible talks a lot about music. And it talks about what type of music we're to have in our lives. And we can do a whole study on music and what music is supposed to do in the life of a believer. But let me tell you, we got to be careful because we are allowing the devil a foothold in our life. And one of his methods is through music. Music controls. Don't believe me? I could have Sarah trying to come and start playing a jazzy type of song on the piano. And in 2 seconds, I could watch. And some of you are going to start and you have more rhythm than me because I have no rhythm. All right? I know I don't. Don't you laugh. But all of a sudden, and some of our young people especially, what's it going to do? And then Matthew's going to stand up in the back and start dancing. I mean, it's going to happen because they have music to play. Why? Because music plays a role. And the devil uses that. It's a method. Who's the devil? The devil is a powerful individual that decided he wanted to be like God and was cast out of heaven into the lake of fire, but he didn't just go alone. He took others with him, and it's a powerful force in our world today, and he is trying to destroy the life of the believer. Method. We all like some form of entertainment. But let me tell you this morning, the devil's used many wiles or methods this morning. Some of you enjoy, as we called in the old days, vegging out. Sitting on the couch, I mean a couch potato. And you have a TV program on, and you don't even know what the TV program is about. How many have done that before? You don't even know what it's about. And someone walks in the room and goes, what are you watching? I don't know. And you have no idea what is even on. And you get to that state of edging out. But the problem is, many times we watch certain things, we go to the entertainments of certain things, and it gets into our hearts, into our lives. Let me tell you, I'm not saying you're wicked for watching TV. I'm not saying you're wicked for going to entertainment. I'm not saying you're wicked for doing things, but we need to be careful because the devil uses those methods to get into your hearts and into your lives. And let me tell you, most people behind some of this stuff are not godly individuals that are saying, how can we help encourage you as a believer? How can we help you? I tell you, that's why you see. I tell you, I was blown away a couple years ago, some of the things that are being allowed on TV. And I did a study to find out what's allowed and what's not allowed. And some of the things that are allowed now on TV that I go, how is that allowed? How is that acceptable? How many used to, when you were a kid, you were always told you could watch a movie off TV because they took almost everything out of it as a kid? I tell you, there's some movies that I've watched as a kid that I go now to watch with my kids and go, how did I watch this? Oh, wait, I watched it through TV. And I never knew that was in there. I never knew those words were in there. I never knew that took place in there. That never happened. See, the methods are happening. What is happening? The wiles of the devil. And things are coming in and it's attacking the individual. It's attacking the spiritual warfare. And we are weak in our spiritual warfare because the devil knows what he's doing. You see, his method, the wiles of the devil, he knows what he's doing to make you weak. He knows he can't take away your salvation, but he sure can make you weak. If you go a certain length of time without eating proper, you lose weight, but you also get to a place what? You become weak. Now, at first it looks okay, right? Because you're losing the weight. It's all coming off. But then you get to a place that you have no energy. You have nothing, no stamina. You have nothing behind you and you become weak. And that's what's happened spiritually. The methods of the devil, the wiles of the devil, the fiery darts of the devil, they're coming and they're attacking. You see, you're not fighting or wrestling against flesh and blood. You're wrestling against the powers of this air. You're wrestling against the devil himself. You're wrestling against the one who is shrew. You're wrestling against the one who is going to attack and try to destroy you in your lives. We could look at many other methods this morning. We just looked at a couple. There's so many other methods that the devil uses this morning. The devil tries to fill our minds and fill us. And you know what has happened today? Many Christians laugh and say, huh, doesn't really matter. Oh! I can watch that and it's not going to affect me. I can drink that and that's not going to affect me. I can go to that type of entertainment, that's not going to have a hold on me. I can handle this and I can handle that, it's not going to affect me. Yes, it will. The devil knows it will. And what has happened is you have listened to the lie from the devil himself saying it's not going to affect you. Because let me say this. If it's not going to affect you, then why would the devil even waste his time trying to come up with it and have these things? Why would the Bible warn against it? If it's not going to affect you, the devil wouldn't waste his time, and the Bible would not warn you against it in your lives. Because the devil knows exactly what he's doing. There's the enemy. Our young people, our children are being attacked. We've said this before. I'm glad I'm not a child anymore. But I'm scared for my kids. Because what they have to see, wherever they go. I tell you, as a kid, you would go to the stores and most of the stuff that was not appropriate was hidden somewhere. It was still there. It just was hidden. Now, you have to be careful at any checkout stand, any place you go, anything you go, it's there. I tell you, I cannot believe. I remember growing up as a kid, you would go to the store, you would never hear language that you hear today. And you hear language, and I tell you, you hear your kids are right with you, and they're hearing language that you don't want them to hear, and it's just because you go to Walmart. It's out there. It's happening. We're being attacked. Our kids are being attacked. Our kids are being attacked through social media. And I'm going to tell you this with all love. Social media can be a tool. Yes, I understand. And we can use it that way. But we need to be careful. It is a method that the devil is using to get a hold of our kids and defeat our kids. It is a method that is coming in. I'm telling you, I'm so glad that you can use it in the right way. And those that have seen my Facebook and the posts and the things that I have, it can be used in the right way. But let me tell you, what is happening today is our young people are being taken hook, line, and sinker into the social media day and age. And it's coming into the cell phones, and it's coming into all the other different things and other avenues. And I understand we got to get with the times, and I understand all this. But we need to be careful this morning, because what is happening is there is stuff that your kids are being attacked from that you have no clue about. The devil is using to get into the lives of your children and to destroy your children. That's what's taking place, and that's what's happening. But not just our children, but adults as well. There are more people today who are being defeated by the devil because they are watching stuff through social media, through different things as adults that they think they need or want. People think the grass is greener on the other side. You hear about all these individuals that have left their spouses for someone else. But where do they get that seed? Where do they get that thought? Where do they get those things? Let me tell you, our entertainment, our social media, our things are pushing that, and adults are taking it. And our adults are listening. They think the grass is greener on the other side, but they forget the grass still needs to be mowed on the other side. And it's being taken in. It's been given. The devil knows what he's doing, because if he can destroy the home, he can destroy the church. And he can destroy any witness, any testimony that that church has or that individual has. The devil's attacking. He's our enemy. He's not your friend. Love not the world, neither things in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. We cannot love the world. We cannot love the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. We cannot love those things. Why? Because if you love those things, you can't love God. And if you can't love God, you're going to be defeated, because you're not going to have the strength and power of God in your life. And what has happened is we have not looked at the devil as our enemy. Believers have looked at the devil as their friend. Believers have taken their hand, of course not during the COVID time, and held the hand of the devil himself. And they've held the hand, and they wonder why they're being defeated. They're holding the hand of those methods, of those avenues, of those things, and they're holding on. I want you to ask yourself a question this morning. Are you being defeated? Do you realize who your enemy is this morning? Your enemy is not your mom and dad. Your enemy is the devil. Your enemy is not your spouse. No matter what trouble you're having in your home, your enemy is not your spouse. Your enemy is a spiritual warfare. It's the devil. Your enemy is not another church member. It's a spiritual warfare. The devil is your enemy. And we need to resist the devil. We need to stay far from the devil. We need to have nothing to do with the devil. But not only is our enemy in the fight, I want to see where our power comes from. Look at verse 10. We have to realize who our enemy is, but we got to realize who our strength is. Realize who your enemy is, but realize who your strength is. Look at verse 10 with me. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Now, it's interesting. It sounds a little redundant there, doesn't it? Be strong in the Lord and the power of His might. You know what that's talking about? God has the strength, but God also has the ability to give you what you need. You see, it says there, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. To realize you've got to focus on Him, be strong in Him to realize He can do it, but realize He has the power to do it. Not only does He have the power to do it, but He can and will do it in your life. You know what happens in our spiritual warfare? We give up and we quit. Because the fiery darts, the wiles of the devil are coming, they're hitting us, they're attacking us, and we get tired. We get weak. But we have to realize where our energy comes from. We have to realize where our strength comes from. You see, my strength and my spiritual warfare does not come from myself. I am not equipped in and of myself to take on the devil. If I go by myself, in and of myself, it's like me taking a little squirt gun and Brother Rich has gotten a fire truck. He stole it, but he got a fire truck. And he's hooked up the hose. And he's got the big fire hose. And I'm going to take on Brother Rich with the big fire hose with my little squirt gun. That's what it looks like when we try to do it in our own power. You see, this morning, this is why we get defeated. There's the methods out there, and the methods are hitting us. The wiles of the devil are hitting us. But what has happened is we don't tap in to the power and to the strength of God Almighty, who can give us what we need to have a victorious life. Jesus had victory over the grave, over sin, and over the power of the devil. And He can give you that victory in your life and my life. We have to realize it's the power of His might. It's the strength. Be strong in Him. We have to put our thoughts this way. I'm not battling the devil. My God, my Lord, my Savior is here for me to take on the devil. And greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. And He's coming to fight for me. It's like this. I decided one day that I was going to take on Jacob. And I was going to fight Jacob. Now those that know, Jacob is a good wrestler. Jacob is very strong. And I cannot believe I'm going to admit this. Jacob would probably beat me. I have to admit that. Now I'm older and wiser and I'll probably do some not so nice things to win. But he'll probably beat me. So one day, Jacob challenged me to a fight. But I got a little scared. I didn't want to have to fight Jacob. So I called Brother Wade. Now, Brother Wade has a lot more strength than I do. Brother Wade is a little better in shape than me. He can handle things. So Brother Wade showed up, and he stood before me, between me and between Jacob. Jacob looked at Brother Wade, he got scared, and he ran. He ran as fast as he could run. Because he knew Brother Wade would whip him. Here's the picture. The devil's right there. That's who your enemy is. You're right here. You're no match for the devil. But when I tap into the power of His might, and I'm strong in Him, and I'm relying on Him, He comes down. He stands between me and the devil. And I just got to stand back. And I get to watch. You know what I get to watch? I get to watch the devil run just like Jacob ran. Because my God is greater. And my God already has the victory. Jesus already has the victory. You see, you got to be strong in the Lord and the power of His might. But how are we strong in the Lord? How are we strong in Him? He's the only one that's going to give you the victory. But I want to see this. I want us to see this thought here. Put on the whole armor of God, that you be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. The whole armor of God. I truly believe on a daily basis, you and I, if we're going to be able to defeat the devil and be strong in the Lord and the power of His might, we have to put on the armor of God. See, we have the enemy. We have the strength. But we have to put on the armor. And we have to put on the whole armor of God. This is something crucial every day of our lives. Just as I gave the illustration about the guy in World War II that jumped out of his tank with nothing. Believers jump out of their tank, if you will, not prepared. How many believers go every day? They get up, they're running late, they don't spend time in the devotions, they don't spend time in prayer, they don't spend time putting on the armor of God, they don't spend time with God, and they run out of the house. But they have their coffee, by the way. Run out of the house with their coffee, downing the coffee, and they're ready for that day, right? And then they wonder a half hour into that day why they're hit and they fall and they're defeated. Because they didn't put on the whole armor of God. Temptation's out there. The methods are out there. The devil's out there. It's going to hit you. You're going to be attacked. You're not going to go the rest of this day without being attacked. You're going to be attacked. But we got to go to Him. And the power is might in His strength to be strong in Him. And put on the whole armor of God. So when those darts come, when the wiles come, when the things come, we're able to stand. Look with me a little further here as we see our equipment that is given here. Put on the whole armor of God, that you be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rules of darkness, against the world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. I want to point out something. There's so much here, and we're going to run out of time this morning, but I want you to see this. Did you see something in verse 13? Look at verse 13. I want you to see there's a key here that sometimes gets overlooked. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. It takes you and I doing something. It says, doing all that you can do to stand. What is that talking about? Doing all you can do to put on the whole armor of God, that you'd be able to tap in the power of God, that you'd be able to stand. We can't just say, well, God's got the victory. Jesus died for me, loves me, and I'm going to have this, and I can just go, and I don't have to worry about anything. And I'm going to just have a victorious life. I don't have to read. I don't have to pray. I don't have to put on the armor of God. I don't have to feed myself spiritually. I don't have to do any of that. I can just go. No, it says you have to do all that you can do to be able to stand. And that is putting on the whole armor of God. That is a requirement for us to be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. So what is this? Real quickly. I just want to give this real quickly. And then I'll put this all together at the very end here. We have the girdle of truth there. Verse 14. Stand therefore having your loins girt about with truth and having on the breastplate of righteousness. The girdle enriches the waist and serves to stabilize the body. We have to have the truth to stabilize us. We have to have the truth to be able to help us. That's why crusaders, it's important that they memorize the Word of God. Teens, that's why it's important you memorize the Word of God. Adults, that's why it's important that you memorize the Word of God. That's why it's important you're in church. That's why it's important you're in your devotions. That's why it's important that you hunger and thirst after righteousness so you study and know the Word of God. Why? Because one of your armor is to be girded in truth, to know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. But if you don't know the truth, you're going to be defeated. When Jesus himself was tempted, what did he do? He went back to Deuteronomy and he quoted scripture and gave the scripture. I know some of us are getting old. And our memory is not the greatest anymore. Some of us, we can memorize things very easily when we were younger. And now, we can't even memorize simple things. Right, Brother Rex? Your wife tells you two things to get at the grocery store, and you forget both of them, don't you? We have a hard time memorizing. But we need to continue to memorize the scriptures and the Word of God and know the Word of God. How many times have you and I been defeated because we did not know the truth and how to use the truth in what we are facing? It balances you. It stabilizes you. That's why the Bible tells us we need to be rooted and grounded in the Word of God. We need to be rooted deeply. What happens if something's not rooted deeply? And the wind comes. It blows it over. Those that have built newer houses or you planted small trees. And because you're more like me on the cheap side. You don't want to pay the big money for the big trees. So you buy the little ones that look like the Charlie Brown tree. And you get that and you plant that. And you want that to grow. But the first windstorm that comes through, it blows it over. It pushes it over. We need to be girded with truth. We need the breastplate of righteousness. This refers to the leather body armor that was worn to protect the tender areas, the vital areas. For the believer, this refers to righteousness of life. Now, we're declared righteous when we receive the Lord Jesus Christ, but we need to be living righteously each and every day of our lives. And I'm glad we've been declared righteous, but let me tell you, we've been sanctified, but we need to continue living a sanctified life, a righteous life. And we need to be falling after God, not our righteousness, His righteousness. And when I'm doing it His way, it's not wood, hay, and stubble, but it's pleasing my God with my life. And we need to be putting that on. We need to put on the truth. We need to be in the truth. We need to know the truth. It needs to stabilize us. We need to have that leather armor protecting the vital organs of our bodies and of ourselves. And as we put that on, we're walking in righteousness. We're walking in the truth. We're walking after God. This whole idea is, Lord, help me to live for you. Help me to follow your commandments. Lord, help me to follow after what you want my life today. Lord, I need you in your strength. Lord, I'm strong in you. And Lord, I'm coming back to you for that. We need to put on, look at verse 15. And your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. We need to put on the shoes of the gospel. The Roman soldiers wore sandals with spikes on the bottom. And that was able to give them traction in the ground. Those that played different sports, and soccer has cleats. And I know others that have the cleats and stuff. But when you played, you had stuff on the bottom of your shoes to dig into the ground so you're not sliding easily, but you have a firm foundation. And the idea is there that we're to be shod with the preparation of the gospel. We're to be grounded into that. We're to have those shoes put upon us and girded. For the believer, it reminds us that we're to be well grounded in the things of God and continue grounded in it and not waver. Lord, help me not to waver today. Lord, I know what your truth is. And I know the devil's going to use a method of wiles, a fiery dart. He's going to use something to try to get me to waver today. There's some truths that I've been taught since I was a kid. I know that's in the Word of God. I know these truths are true. I know they're what God says. And I know there's going to be some that say, I can't believe you believe that fairy tale. I can't believe you believe those things. That's not true. That's not true. That's just a story that someone made up. Let me tell you, it is truth. It is God's word. This is the word of God. And if God says it's true, it's true. And these aren't just fairy tales in this book. And that's why I'm trying many times to be very careful not to call it a story. It's an event that took place. These are actual events that took place in the word of God. And these are truths. And these are not a fairy tale. This is the truth of the word of God. And don't let anyone tell you that it is. And as young people grow up, don't let this world tell you this isn't true. This is the truth. Amen. This is God's word. The devil's going to, Lord, I know I'm going to come across things today. I'm going to come across people that I work with, people in my school. They're going to try to get me to waver. But Lord, help me be grounded, steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Lord, help me not to be pushed about. Help me to stand true. We see the shield of faith. The shield of faith is not a little round shield. The shield of faith was big enough you could stand behind. And many times it was made with leather, and they would soak it in the water. And they would soak it, and they would soak it. So when the fire darts came, that the enemy was then, you stand behind your shield. That not just protected a little part of you. It protected your whole body. You were able to stand behind it. And those darts came. The leather, the water, that the leather soak up would put out those fiery darts. Lord, I need the shield of faith. Lord, I'm trusting you. We talk about faith in regards to salvation, and we're going to get to the helmet of salvation in a minute. We talk about faith in regards to salvation, but we need faith after salvation as well. Because, Lord, I'm trusting you. Lord, I'm getting behind your shield. Lord, I'm getting behind you. And as I go into the battle, as I go into what I'm facing, I'm going into what is happening. Lord, I'm behind you. Lord, you got me protected. Lord, I'm not worried about this world because you're my buckler. You're my shield. I'm hiding in the covert of your wings. Lord, you're the one that's going to give me what I need. And Lord, I need your help today. I need your protection today because, Lord, I know I'll be defeated if I do it myself. But Lord, I need you. Lord, I trust you can do it. I'm not just saying you can do it. I know you can do it. But one of the most important is the helmet of salvation. That helmet protects up here. Some of you have a little more up here than others. I know. Those that laughed, that means you have little. But the helmet of salvation. The first piece of armor that you need to make sure you have on in your life is that you know the Lord Jesus Christ is your Savior. You can be religious and be lost. You can go to church all your life and be lost. You can memorize all the scripture you want to memorize. You can be lost. You can say you have faith, trust in God to protect you, and still be lost. You can have all those things and still be lost. Because salvation is not found in just rituals or traditions. Salvation is found in Jesus Christ and Him alone. That's why God sent His only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to the sin-cursed earth to live some 33 years without sin, without blemish, to go to that old rugged cross, to be crucified on that cross, to be buried and rise again the third day to offer the only way of salvation. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by Him. He's the only way of salvation. And every person has the opportunity to call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And you can be saved. And we must put our faith and trust in Him. In Him alone. Don't trust the church. Don't trust the work. Don't trust the tradition. Put your trust and faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And put on the helmet of salvation. But I also want to see verse 17. Take on the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, and the Word of God. The sword in that day was a small little sword, but it was a sharp little sword. And most of the time, how they used a sword is when they got up close to someone and they would stick that sword in to that individual. And let me tell you, the Bible tells us about our sword. It's sharper than any two-edged sword. It pierces. It divides. It's what we need. This is what's going to win the battle for you. This is my sole authority of faith and practice. This is what I need to be able to defeat the enemy. This is the guidebook all given to me. This is the plan that I need to follow. This is the secret, the key to defeat the enemy. It's found right here in the Word of God. I need this sword so I can defeat the enemy. This book ought to be the most important thing in your life and my life. But let's be honest this morning. Many believers don't spend any time in it besides if they open it at church. They don't have their weapon. They're going to battle with a dull sword and they're being defeated. When was the last time you studied the Word of God? Not just read a bunch of words on a page, but you studied the Word of God. You dug into the Word of God. I was reading a poll, and I know you can't trust polls 100%, but I was reading a poll the other day, a Christian poll, and it says most Christians have admitted, and there's a certain percentage, I'll give you in a minute, that during this time of COVID, they have read the Word of God less than they did before. You say, well, how is that possible? They have more time. They have more stuff going on. Because what has happened is they've gotten so caught up in so many other things. And they're trying to defeat the issues and the problems without the power, without the sword, without what can defeat it. They said that somewhere around 60% of believers admitted they have spent less time in the Word of God than what they did before. And then we wonder why we're defeated. Real quick, look at the last verse that we read, verse 18. I want you to see this and we'll be done. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. We need to be in prayer. We don't have time to get into the supplications, all that. I was planning to, but we're out of time. But I want you to get this. You and I will be defeated if we're not spending time in prayer. If you don't pray, you're not breathing. You don't have breath. We got to be praying. We got to be in communication with our God. We got to be asking Him for His power, His strength in our life. On a daily, regular basis, we need to be in contact with the Commander-in-Chief of our lives, the Lord Jesus Christ. We need to be in contact with Him. And we need to be seeking Him and be praying to Him and asking Him for His power, His strength, being able to watch, be able to go against, be able to understand what is happening and the warfare that we're in. We need to be in prayer. Believer, you and I are in a spiritual warfare this morning. And believers across this world are being defeated spiritually. Homes are being destroyed. Lives are being destroyed. Churches are being destroyed. Our witness is being destroyed. The lights are getting dull. Because we're being defeated. Because we're not girding ourselves. We're not putting on. We're not asking God to give us the power, the strength. We're not walking in truth. We're not digging into the Word of God. We're not having our sword sharp. And we're going out into battle and being walked all over and defeated. But that's not what God wants for you or for me. That's not what God wants for your family. That's not what God wants for this church. That's not what God wants for His children. What God wants is for each of His children to rise up and put on the whole armor of God and tap into His power and His strength and with His help defeat the enemy that is coming against us. Whatever your battle, spiritual battle is in your life, God can and God will give you the victory. Put on that armor, tap into His power, be in prayer, and get ready to see God do great things. Whatever you're facing, get ready. Have the faith. You can't do it, but God can and God will. It's time for believers to start having victory in our lives once again. It's time for the church to stand up and be that lighthouse and have victory and not be defeated. It's time to tell the devil, get thee behind me. You have no place in my life. Oh, I've given in to your methods too many times. I'm done with it. I'm not going to listen to your lies any longer. I'm a child of the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and I'm going to live a life that's pleasing to Him. Devil, get away from me. It's time that we stand up and we live the way God wants us to live. And we can't do it apart from Him. Tap into His power, His strength. Put on that armor and get ready to see God do great things in your life. Heavenly Father, we love You. We thank You for this time. Lord, I pray if there's one that does not know You as their personal Lord and Savior this morning, that today be their day of salvation. But Lord, I pray for each of us as believers. Lord, if we've been defeated, Lord, show us what we need to do. And I pray for each believer in this room and watching on live stream, Lord, that You would help us to put on the whole armor of God on a daily basis. And I know there's more to the armor of God. We didn't get to touch the surface on that, but Lord, we need to put that on. Lord, we need to be in prayer. We need to realize who the devil is, what the devil's trying to do. We need to realize where our strength is, and we need to realize what our equipment is and put it on. Lord, give us that victory in our hearts and our lives. We pray in Jesus' precious and holy name. Heads bowed, eyes closed, hands stand. The pianist is going to play.